Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners of Tab. Comes and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, and concerns. And I wouldn't be a true geek, Dennis, if I didn't say May the 4th be with you.
Oh, and May the 4th be with you too.
Thank you, sir. So we're here on May the 4th, this lovely Saturday morning here in southern New England, but you can call us from all over the country on a cell phone, and it's technically free. 860-522-9842 is the number. Get on early, because by the 10 o'clock hour, you all wake up and you're like, hey, that geek show is on. Maybe I got a question. Feel free to get online early. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. If you want to catch the program, we are broadcasting it live through Facebook over at our Computer Talk with Tab listener network. If you want to be part of that, just ask and we'll let you in. And you can enjoy the couple of pasty white computer games on Facebook. But you could ask questions and we try to interact with you there too. So
very nice.
What else you got? Well, so we always talk about, you know, some sort of technology news you can use and kind of keep you abreast, as it were, of what's going on with technology. So what do you want to start with, Dennis?
Well, Microsoft has decided to address their recent security failings.
Recent.
Well,
I would say ongoing. Recent.
Let's put it this way. Their ongoing, you know, decades-old security failings made the news in some pretty spectacular ways a few months ago.
Right.
And they repeated... But the chairman, Satya Nadella, yes, has finally handed down word.
Yes.
Security comes first at Microsoft.
And here's how he's done it, right? He's tying pay to the top bosses to meeting cybersecurity goals. So
right.
My prediction is they'll be all on the street homeless in a couple of months.
Either that or those ties to cybersecurity will mysteriously vanish.
There'll be dotted lines.
Yeah.
I didn't really mean it. So supposedly that's what's going to be going on. I mean, they said they've had so many breaches, so many issues. And this goes back, like Microsoft in November unveiled the Secure Future Initiative, right? It's a significant security plan since co-founder Bill Gates halted Windows development in 2022 and ordered engineers to prioritize product safety. What the heck does that mean? Over new features. Safety?
Safety?
I mean, yes, the blue screen of death did want to make you punch your computer, and I guess maybe you would have some sort of cuts on your hand as you punched your EGA monitor. EGA, can you believe that?
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
You know, you might bleed to death, so maybe that's really what they were worried about. But yeah, we'll see what happens here now, where they're going to tie, you know, the top bosses to their cybersecurity goals. So good luck,
Satya Nadella. Yeah.
Good luck, sir. I guess we'll see him on the unemployment line soon.
Maybe. But I mean, it. Did they really need to hand that out now? I mean, what?
Can you believe it's a thing now?
Right.
The idea of cybersecurity. We talked about it last show. Microsoft makes $20 billion selling cybersecurity to do what? secure their own product. Yeah.
And to protect you from it.
Right. It's almost like, you know, a car company selling, you know, specialized lug nuts so that your wheels don't come off, and they make more of their money selling the lug nuts than the actual car.
I know.
Right? We would hate to have your car's wheels fall off, so we're going to charge you some extra, you know, car security here. And these are lug nuts that won't fall off your car. Thank you, Microsoft. So we'll see what happens. But in other news now, news, of course.
Now, here is an example of Microsoft putting security first.
Let's go. Let's hear
All
it.
All right. Back in January, and we talked about this a while back, they released an update for computers that have BitLocker because an exploit was found in BitLocker that could end up decrypting a drive or allowing decrypted access to the data on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they put out this update.
Yes.
But unless your computer has a recovery partition over half a terabyte in size.
That's a lot of space.
It is. For a recovery environment, it's like 10 times what it needs to be in the first place. But I'm not even going to go there.
No.
Even though I just did.
Yes.
At any rate, this update breaks.
Right.
It won't install unless you have more space in your recovery partition.
Right.
Now, they promised that they were going to fix this.
Right.
Again, this was in January.
Yes.
It is now May.
Yes, May the 4th be with you.
They finally handed out word about what they're going to do about this update.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. Are they going to help us?
Satya Nadella's Do Security First initiative.
Yes, sir.
They have decided that they are not going to fix this update. And it's on you to get it installed if you really want it bad enough. That is how they are securing BitLocker.
Unbelievable.
By not updating it.
Not updating it. So there are people, too, if they even try to tackle this fix themselves.
They can actually cause the computer not to boot.
Yeah.
And even though Microsoft has said they're not going to fix this, my advice to people is the same as it was before. If you are not sure that you can make the computer bootable again, should it break by installing it, then do not install the update. Just don't even go there.
Right. In other security update news, Microsoft again. Microsoft's latest Windows security updates might break your VPN.
VPNs, another security tool.
Until the company issues a fix, the only workaround is to skip or uninstall the security update. No.
This is security first at Microsoft, people.
Right. If we were laughing, but we really are crying inside. This is our industry. So Microsoft says the April security updates for Windows may break your VPN. Windows devices might face VPN connection failures after installing the April 2024 security update. So you guys know what a VPN is, thanks to COVID and everyone connecting remotely. It is a secure way to connect to your company to do your work if you're working remotely, and lots of us are working remotely.
Yeah.
But if you apply the security update, you no working for you. I mean, it's breathtaking. And you look at this stuff with Microsoft, and it's of course, even in this article, and we'll put it up here, goes in an unfortunate bit of timing for the CEO. He said last week he wants Microsoft to put security above all else. You can't imagine making customers temporarily choose between going without a VPN and losing the latest protection is what he had in mind. Well, again, how is this a thing?
I don't know. And let's be honest, Windows updates breaking VPN services is not new.
No.
I mean, it. I would say at least once a year, maybe twice a year, some update comes out that does something to VPNs.
And it's not just Microsoft. I mean,
we
point out Microsoft's failings, but of course you've got issues with even firewalls whose, you know, security updates break the VPNs. And we've having issues recently with SonicWalls.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
So it's not like any of these companies are alone in these problems, but it's just, again, security updates break VPN, thanks Microsoft, is such a theme that you just can't make it up. Good luck to those bosses and their payroll. I swear, there's going to be some people on the homeless line. So,
oh, I would think so.
What did you used to do? I was helping Microsoft security. Oh, it's an oxymoron. So what else you got going there, Dennis? What else you want to say? Real quick.
What I got is, Windows 10 market share.
Yep.
Has been going down slowly over the last couple of years.
Which makes sense.
It's now going back up.
That's weird. How
it's
come?
Back up to 70% of market share.
That's very unusual because
Windows 10 over Windows 11.
11, right.
And at this point, anybody that's buying a computer is going to be using Windows 11 on
Yes, we've been distributing Windows 11 systems to our clients for quite some time now.
Right. And 90% or more are going to be Windows 11 computers.
Right.
So what is driving people? See, this is telling me that there are people out there that are actually taking Windows 11 computers
and reverting
them to Windows 10.
Right.
What is driving that?
I don't know.
Well, the article that I got is talking about stuff like the ads that are being incorporated into Windows 11 and people
possibly
don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that is enough to drive a decision like that.
I don't know. The nagging of your own operating system to buy some more Microsoft stuff is pretty annoying.
But if you have Windows 10, that's not going to be supported by the end of 2025.
Right, which shouldn't be a thing either. But
well, that's another issue.
Yeah.
At any rate, it's just a decision that boggles my mind that I don't... I mean, nothing that I've read about it really explains it in a way that makes sense to me.
All right. Well, we'll continue to keep an eye on that. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Two lines open for you guys. Feel free to get online. 860-522 is the number. I'm sorry, 860-522-WTIC is the number. Feel free to get online and we'll help you out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. We'll be right back. And we are back. Yes, it is May the 4th. Be with you day.
Star Wars Day.
Yeah. So we had to honor it. And as true geeks would, you would think poorly of us if we didn't. So we are. And we want to get you guys on the air here. So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. We're going to go to Steve in Southington first. He's been on the longest. What's happening, Steve?
The Force is with you.
Aha. So, what's up?
Here in town, there's a little local newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, despite opposition, the state Senate okays major AI legislation. And after I read it, it just seemed like they were playing with fire and they really don't know what they're doing.
Well, that's like any topic, right? Insert any topic, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know if you saw it. No, I did not.
It came out yesterday.
Okay. What is it? What's the gist of it?
It's pretty lengthy.
What's the gist of it? What's the state doing when it comes to AI regulation?
Well, the things that they're looking to do, to me, really don't relate to the things that I'm concerned about with AI. You know, they're talking about data collection and, you know, other types of little minuscule regulations that I really don't even think apply so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, I'm more concerned about, say, the Autobots and the Decepticons rising up out of this whole thing.
Right.
And something like that. And I didn't even know where it's accessed. I thought at first, oh, what is this, like in the cave in South Park? I really didn't know. And it's apparently what they say is it's all around us. Now I'm assuming that means, you know, possibly my phone and other places.
Yeah. AI is everywhere.
It's not like, it's not the same kind of AI, though, that say, something like a business has access to, though. It's a smaller scale version, maybe?
I don't know. I haven't read the article, but AI is out there, and many, many systems are incorporating
it. Is AI just AI? Is it all the same?
No. It's not all the same. And, again, it's there's many methods of creating an AI having to do with prediction, right? So basically, a lot of the AI we use has to do with having it predict what you're going to say next. So when you want to have AI write a story for you.
Oh, not like planning? Like, hey, can you help me rob the local bank here?
You could ask AI
make
that kind of stuff.
Make my car invisible?
You could ask it, but the prompting of it, like a ChatGPT question like that, it doesn't give you a result you would think. So we're nowhere near true artificial intelligence. A lot of the legislation that I think should be looked at, and they're finally looking at it, would be the deep fake AI, the stuff that produces the misinformation type of videos and using people's voices.
That. Deep faking, I think that's what it's called.
Yes.
Yes.
It's been around since 2016. That. Well, they can say they don't want it.
I don't know anything about that.
You don't know anything about that?
It's something about you're enhancing an image and you're putting it on something else and making people think that that's what you're looking at.
Correct. Is that it? Kind of, yes. Yeah. So they can actually turn you into an avatar of yourself in a matter
That's
of moments.
That's okay.
Yeah, and basically you can have that avatar say or do whatever you want, and it looks like it's the person, the real person doing it. And like I have a Google Assistant that answers my phone, and it answers as me with my own voice. And by the way, I didn't even know I did this. Right? Googled
record, really?
Took my voice, and it's answering the call. And and I no longer get any kind of spam calls because basically it says, hey, you know, I've got a Google Assistant here. You know, go ahead and tell me what the call's about.
Is that your phone answering machine?
It's my cell phone doing it. It's artificial intelligence, right? That's another benefit of artificial intelligence. So I would agree with you with your first statement. A lot of the folks in our legislature are playing with fire and don't know what they're doing. But again, that's every topic they touch. So in this case, they're trying to be proactive. Fine. Sometimes they're going to be proactive to damage the growth of an industry that could help us.
That got brought up too.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, a lot of the movies and the stuff like that, you know, the Terminators of the world, you know, American intelligence is continued to grow. But if you look at what's happening, for the first time, I just read this story that the average IQ of America has actually gone down for the first time. So by the time artificial intelligence is actually of value, we're going to be, you know, who knows where we're going to be with an average IQ as a people, and we're going to need it to actually run the country. So I don't know. It's an interesting thing, Steve. I'll look at the article and we'll post it if we can find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that saying, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. What could go wrong, really, is the saying you want to use.
That's another one.
Yeah. So, Steve, thanks for chiming in on this.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye. All right. So we'll take a peek at that article, and we'll see what our legislature is doing, or whatever. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Three lines open for you on this lovely Saturday morning. Yes, it is May the 4th. And I hope it is with you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we are back. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer comments, questions, concerns. We did kind of go through the article. We posted the NBC 30 link on the what the state Senate voted on.
Right.
And basically, it's to rein in bias in artificial intelligence decision making and protect people from harm, including manufactured videos or deepfakes. So But you shouldn't need an AI law about that. The tool is not the issue. It's them taking people's pictures and putting them on naked bodies or whatever they're doing with AI to make the deep fakes and have them say things. And Dennis, we were just talking off air about the lottery in Washington.
Washington State.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a picture yourself contest on their website, and that didn't work out very well, and they weren't going to be able to police it, so they just had to shut down that little...
Yeah, they were getting pictures that they didn't really want, you know what I mean. So again, this AI thing with the Senate is kind of being, of course, rushed as far as some folks are saying here. It's probably... nothing was passed. And again, there is some... you should have some discussion around AI, but it's a tool, right? It's not... you can't say... well, I'm not even going to get into it. These folks really need to study it a little bit more and understand it better. And we don't fully understand it either.
Right. We don't.
And full disclosure.
Yeah. Also, the thing you have to remember is that AI is not even one thing.
Right.
It's just a way of computing.
Right.
And it's an approach that you can use. I don't even know how you can regulate something that comes in 100 different forms.
Right.
It's kind of crazy, and I'm sure there are going to be another 100 forms that come out over the next year or two.
Right. And Elon is working on an AI that legislators may not want to see. And what he's working on is the ability for the AI to read the laws you put together so that it can be summarized down to an eighth grade level so the rest of us on the planet can read whatever you've tried to do to us in a very simple format. And what it might actually do when you have Elon's AI doing this is instead of having these 1,000-page laws that you chuck in front of some blurry-eyed legislature at 1 a.m. and say, vote on it because we want you to vote on it because you're part of the party, you actually might be able to run it through Elon's AI and say, here's what you're about to do to the people of Connecticut or whatever, wherever you happen to represent. So that AI is pretty handy dandy. Well, I'm looking forward to that AI.
It would be, except that his AI, which is called Grok.
Grok, yes.
It has its problems.
Of course it does.
And I don't even, given what I'm hearing about it, I'm not even sure I would trust its assessments.
Well,
maybe run these laws through like 10 different AIs.
Right.
And then look at those results and try to make sense.
And then take a survey of the legislator who wrote it. Did you mean to do this?
That would be interesting.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea what I was writing. I just closed my eyes and started typing. All right. Let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Tom in Farmington. He's got a question. What's happening, Tom?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Yeah, what's up?
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. What I did here is I wanted to do Ethernet throughout my home. So I hooked up a MoCA on each outlet that we have.
Yeah.
I'm getting through there. We pay for a gig, but you never get a gig from Comcast. We're getting 800 to 900. And I run it. Oh, the reason I did it because we went to IPTV. Are you familiar with that?
IPTV. No, we haven't heard of that one yet. That's another option, huh?
If you go there throughout, it's like $15 a month.
Nice.
And you get about 20,000 stations.
20,000?
Different ones. Yeah. You can, if one day you want to come home and listen to something, watch something in Bangladesh, you can watch it there or what have you.
Wow.
It's called IPTV. And so I run it through NVIDIA. Is that how you say it? NVIDIA.
NVIDIA.
Their Android.
Yeah.
Yeah. I run it through there. And the question I also have, NORD, Nord, VPN.
Yeah.
Now, the question I have, when I'm running it without that, I run two different speed tests, and I'm getting, 800 to 900 on any location that we have it hooks up to.
Nice.
But when I put it on NORD, it does cut it back. And
yeah.
One of the questions I have is I'm using something called a speed test Wi-Fi analyzer test, and I'm using another one. Now, both will read 800 to 900, but then when I go to the NORD, one goes down to 250, and the other one is at 500.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, why am I getting, using the speed test when I'm not using NORD? Both are pretty much within, a couple of points.
Yep.
But then when I do NORD, one drops down to like 200 and the other one's 500 or whatever it is.
You'll notice when you do these speed tests, it asks you where you want to have where you want the speed test to originate from. So if you think about Comcast, and you might do a Comcast speed test out to Boston, right? If you did a Comcast, if you did the same speed test to Japan, it's going to be slower.
Yeah.
Right? So when you run those tests through the VPN, it's naturally slower. So the two destinations could be different on the speed test is my only thought.
Okay.
There.
Well, and how different are the devices?
They're both the same device.
Okay.
On the same unit.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As I'm running one.
Now I get
they're
it.
They're both about the same. Yeah. But there's such a big difference.
Yep. I think it's just where your target is for this test. So if one is closer to you than the other.
Oh, okay. All right. So that, even though I'm doing, say, what I'm doing NORD from Albany.
Yep.
And
if they're both,
I would thought that they would use this, both the same speed test, you know, would use the same location.
No, they might.
They may very well not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're different networks.
But when I'm not using the NRD, they're both the same place.
Yes, well.
You know, they come out with the same amount.
There's no encryption. The encryption is not hampering.
But then when I do, I understand, but when I do NRD, one gives a reading of like 200 and the other one's at 500.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
I think when you do the two tests, one of them is choosing a different destination that is more impacted by the encryption than the other. The distance is more impactful, if that makes sense.
When you use the VPN, does it usually cut down the Ethernet speed by 50%? Is that usually what you're looking at, or
depends,
what do you find in your...
Depends on the quality of the service and their backbones and their servers.
That's true, too, because you have to remember, everything that you're doing on the Internet is now coming in and out of NordVPN's
network
data centers. And there's going to be a ceiling to that according to what they can provide in and out of their data center.
Right. And how many people are impacting it.
Is there a better service to use that you would recommend that does it?
Well, I like Proton. Is it better? I don't know. I haven't sat back and compared, but I do know NordVPN was hacked. So
it was hacked?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, that's one strike.
Yeah, that was, about a year or two ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that again, that's just what taints my opinion. You know, I'm not looking for any super performance. You're trying to watch TV through a VPN, and the reason you're doing it is because obviously some of the sources you're getting are going to block you based on your location. And if you can say if you want to watch this IPTV and you want to get that Bangladeshi station, you may have to bounce the VPN over to Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what you're doing. So. That's a long way to go through an encrypted tunnel to get Bangladeshi TV.
Right. Yeah, I'm not wanting it, but I'm saying if you wanted to.
No, I know.
All right.
Well, you're just using your example. So that's what you're doing. And so depending on the quality of these VPN networks is how you're going to get performance. So I'm surprised you're getting such good performance.
I'll look at Proton because I use that for email.
Oh, there you go.
And,
and
I like it.
Yeah, if you've got them for email, then you're going to have a certain level of service with their VPN because they sell a whole package of stuff.
Okay. So I'll give them a try then and see if maybe that works a little bit better. All right. I appreciate all your help.
Our pleasure, Tom. Yep. Good luck. Bye-bye. Yeah. So he's definitely working hard. 2,000 channels. I mean, that's a lot of content.
Woo.
As the song goes, I have a girlfriend and things to get done. I don't know about that. He's done some serious work there to get that network going, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Wally in Vernon next real quick. What's going on, Wally?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I have a hardware question. I've been swaddled in a corporate IT environment that's the guys are very good, nice. And I haven't had to think about hardware, but that's going to change soon. So I am in the market for a laptop, and I have one. I'm eyeballing an HP 14-inch EliteBook 1040 G10.
Oh.
Right?
The G10 worries me. It's a Gen 10 of the laptop. Keep going. I'm wrong.
Gen 10 of the laptop. It's Gen 13 on the
CPU.
The Intel Core.
Yeah.
It's an i7.
Yep.
16 gigs of RAM.
Beautiful.
512 gigs of hard drive. And Windows 11 Pro.
Yeah, that's a beautiful machine.
Yeah, and it's under $1,000. So
really,
what?
What
is it? Plastic or is it metal?
No,
if it's Elite Book, it should be metal.
It should be. Yeah, that might have fallen off a truck somewhere. But
and then I have a product ID number, and the eBay seller is claiming that it has a HP warranty until 2026.
So it did fall off a truck somewhere, or it was like stolen out of a superstore like Best Buy by folks that are doing all that smash and grab stuff, because that's a ridiculous price on that laptop.
Yeah, definitely.
So again, this is part of the problem we're seeing with the smash and grab stuff, and they're going in stealing product and they're reselling it in these types of ways. This eBay seller could be completely legal, don't get me wrong. That price is desperate. That price is about half of what it really normally would be worth.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a little too good to be true. It may not be true. but it is a nice, those are beautiful specs. So if you could go on to the HP site itself and find a similar product directly from HP, you'll know it will have a warranty, and B, you'll know it will actually be a product versus maybe this eBay seller is not necessarily legit.
Well, he lists a product ID number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
is
fine.
There a way, is there a way that I can check that product ID number?
Yeah, go ahead and take the ID number and put it in HP's site.
Yeah, they're on their support site. You can do lookups on stuff like that.
Yeah, and you can even just put it out in your search through Google and see what other reputable retailers would sell it for, just to see where you're getting there. It's definitely a little too good to be true.
I'm wondering if let's just say that it was a product of a smash and grab, would that product ID come up as a stolen item?
Not the SKU.
Not the SKU or the product number. No.
But if they had the MAC address of what was stolen,
or the serial number,
that might help. But I don't know what they're doing. I know that Apple is able to disable any of the stolen stuff. So. Which is great.
Huh. Okay.
Sorry. Right. Sorry, Wally.
Well,
it could be legit, man. It could be legit. It's just these days, less and less is legit, if you get what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. Well, I mean, maybe I'll take a flyer on it anyway. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you've been swaddled, so go ahead and take a couple of skin knees. All right.
So guys, so let me ask you this. So can I buy support from Tab?
No, we only work with small to mid-sized business clients. We don't work with the general public. This show is just a public service.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hanging my shingle out there.
Hey, man. Well, you can if you think, give me a ring. I'll give you some pricing and see if it fits. But generally, a single practitioner like yourself would not generally hire us.
Could you suggest somebody that would be a better fit?
Depends on your town. I mean, you'd want to look for the local CompuHut if they are still out there, and you might find some folks that would be reputable, but I couldn't give you a recommendation.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right, Wally.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. I wish I was swallowed by my IT company, my IT support. We're going to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back. And we are back, and we're here till 11 o'clock, so feel free to get online. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And then if you follow us on Facebook in the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, it's a private group. You can just ask to join, and you can post questions in there. I know Dennis is very active in there, helping people with some of their stuff throughout the week. And lots of also fellow network folks that are in there are also helping out other people with their questions.
Oh, yeah. There are other listeners that are chiming in, and that's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
We used to have something called forums when the internet was more of a bulletin board system than it was a internet as it is now. And that was really something that was really popular amongst our listeners. They would help each other throughout the week. And so this is kind of the revisiting of that thought. So you can join us there. Again, no advertising. It's just none as anything. We're just trying to give you the information, and everything we post is there. If you follow us on X, Tab Computer Sys, same idea. It'll all get to you straightforward and simple, so you can like it and share it and let people know. But Mike G posts all that stuff on our social media for us. So we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. And we can talk about, AI if you want. If you want to talk about what the senators in the state, they're voted to regulate AI to make sure it didn't have any bias and that make sure that the AI wasn't used to create deep fakes. Again, we've talked about the AI deep fake since 2016. Key yes. and Peele.
Yep.
Those two comedians did a deep fake of Obama.
Right.
And it was brought up in 2016. And what did we hear about it after that? Crickets.
Yep.
These legislators just didn't even get it. So now it's 2024. And these deep fakes, we had a tool that we talked about last show. Microsoft has an AI tool that literally needs just your picture and maybe a sentence, and you are now a digital meat puppet. They can make you say anything and it looks pretty real. The teeth in the mouth looks a little still funky. They have some work to do. But they can basically, talk about getting AI replacing your job. If you're in television news, we can bring back any TV. You could have Walter Cronkite giving us the news again. Right. And then he could do the whole thing and never change. So, I mean, there's lots of disruption that's going to be happening with this type of AI. Of course, there's a lot of bad things that people are doing with the AI, too. But those types of laws already exist. Do you need to have another one having to do with AI? Because it's just a tool they're using to cause the trouble, not necessarily anything other than a tool that's been available for a very long time that you seem to not care about for a very long time. Actually, I did have a story I read. They did finally lock up a crypto guy who was – it was part of Revel. Did you see this thing, this Ukrainian?
Oh, yeah. I did read about that.
He's got a – they're trying to claw back or make him pay restitution $6 million. He had ransomed like a couple $100 million in crypto. So he's a Ukrainian national. They caught him in Poland. But we had already had him here in America. I think he was out of Texas. We already had him. And we let him go, of course. Then he went out and did all sorts of damage to all sorts of other places. And finally we got him, and now he's going to go to jail for, I don't know, still seems like a slap on the wrist, like 6 or 7 years. You get a slap, put him away, man. These people are like harming us when they send out these ransom attacks against hospitals and our businesses. We spend an awful lot of time. Yeah, I know Microsoft it's the operating system that's the target, right? And hopefully they're going to actually do a better job, but... this guy's got to get locked up. He's going to start breaking rocks for like the next 15 years as far as I'm concerned. Did you find the article?
I found an article about it. Yeah. So we're going to put that up.
But we're here till 11 o'clock. Get online, guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. And may the 4th be with you.